This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It was 5 years ago today. 5 years ago today that the NBA canceled the rest of their season, that the Big 12 canceled its tournament, that NASCAR said, we're on hold, that Major League Baseball said, we are on hold. All the while I'm watching the ticker on CNN sitting in a resort in Cancun, Mexico. It was 5 years ago today.
5 years.
That the world changed.
I don't like thinking about it when I see photos from that time. I don't like if Facebook could somehow just erase that out of my algorithm, I would be very happy.
I still remember when they sent out the all call for everybody to go home from work for 2 weeks to kill the spread. Mm. I remember driving to work that Monday with my special pass in my vehicle for if I was pulled over, I was to show that to the officer to let him know I can be driving right now. And there was not a single other vehicle on the road.
Mm-hmm. I remember Scott saying when they sent us home for quote, I remember you looking at me and you go, this ain't going to be 2 weeks.
Nope. turned out to be about 3 or 4 months.
5 years, huh?
5 years ago today. I remember distinctly a certain person was on the phone with my mom on the balcony, and I'm watching the ticker on CNN. You see the little ticker that goes across the bottom? And all I'm seeing is NASCAR halting season, Major League Baseball halting season, NCAA suspending all tournaments, NBA cancels rest of season, and I screamed out, holy blank. And somebody came back in from the balcony and said, what's wrong? And I said, the world just shut down. Literally just shut down.
And it did.
We had just landed.
Not good.
And months later, you guys finally came back. I was so happy.
And I finally got a haircut.
Oh, my gosh.
That's, honest to God, aside from coming back into the building, the one thing I wanted the most was to get a haircut.
Oh, you guys love making fun of me because I had the full afro going on.
You did,
because I couldn't go get my haircut.
If you all knew anyone who was a professional stylist, they started coming out of the woodwork on Facebook like, please stop hitting us up. Can I just pop over to your house and you can cut my hair? It's not fair to me. It's not fair to my family. I have a friend who's married to a hairdresser. He's like, you would not believe, like, people she had not heard from in years, like that she just sort of knew, like maybe went to high school with, you know, happy birthday on Facebook, like not really friends, but people I used to know were coming out of the woodwork to say, could I just get a cut and color?
I'm going to show you a picture of when we were still at home broadcasting the show. And I want you to focus only on my hair, which, by the way, at the time was still brown.
Yeah.
But I want you to tell everybody what you really see.
Oh, you look... that looks like a mugshot. That didn't even look like you. Actually, I mean, that does not even look like you.
That was at the end of us being at home.
Yeah. Remember Gary Busey when he got arrested that one
Sam,
time?
Sam, I'll send this picture to you right now, and you too, Dan. And I want, I mean, it is just, it's that was my hair.
Send that to me, too.
Because you're going to post it on Facebook and embarrass me.
Well, but I think if we are being honest on this show, and if everyone is being honest with themselves, when you look back at that time, like that, there's a reason dark. That is a hot stove for me. I don't like thinking about it. I don't like talking about it. You know, are we just going to be some blip in the history books for the now, you know, maybe elementary to middle school kids that don't really remember that? Maybe mom or dad were home a little bit more often. Or are we just going to be a blip? Like, that was such a major life-altering, changing, abruptly ending thing for all of us. And I wonder now if it's just going to be one of those things, oh, yeah, it's been 5 years, and the kids don't remember it anymore.
You had
It'll be
so
like
much
the
hair.
Spanish flu of 1918, 19, and 20.
God.
Yeah. What'd you say, Sam?
Happy 5 year.
You had so much hair.
Look at my hair.
I know.
I look like a mad scientist.
Luscious locks, we'll call those. And we still have stories in the stack every single day of different businesses saying, will you please come back to work?
I remember sending that to my mom, and I'm like, I think I'm losing my mind.
We're like, we agree.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
We actually agree.
Yep. It's 5 years
ago. I grew my hair out. Grew my beard out.
Everybody did.
Oh, yeah.
You grew your beard out?
It was longer than normal. That one hair was a lot longer than normal.
You ever thought about shaving it?
No. Because there's an old wives' tale that says once you do that, it comes back in triple. I know everyone says it, but every woman has that thing where they're like, yeah, just in case I'm not doing it.
That wives' tale has young boys start shaving at like 12 years old because they want a beard faster.
And it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
For those purposes.
That is correct.
Good time to practice, though.
All right, speaking of age. When
you won't let this one go.
When did your age smack you in the face?
This
was
year.
There a moment where, and maybe for you men, if you've lost your father, it's that year where you are the age your father never got to be.
Mm-hmm.
But we all have these things happen in our lives as we get older where you are reminded, oh my gosh, how is it possible? Are we getting that old? Because we don't feel as old now as people maybe 20 or 30 years old looked old to us when we were young.
Tell me about it.
Right?
Simmer down in there, whippersnapper.
And I'm here. This is mainly for the ladies, but if you understand good film, you men will understand this too. You have to go into the Dana and Parks file because I want you to play that clip. We sat down and I made my person watch one of the greatest movies of all time last night, starring Jack Nicholson and Shirley MacLaine.
I thought you said one of the greatest movies.
And Deborah Winger. And Jeff Daniels and John Lithgow and Danny DeVito in Terms of Endearment.
Extremely rude. Noticing other women when you're with me.
We're gonna have to get drunk.
I don't get drunk, and I don't care for escorts who do.
You got me into this, and you're just gonna have to trust me about this. It's one thing. You need a lot of drinks.
To break the ice.
Kill the bug that you have up your ass.
So Jack Nicholson won the Oscar for Best Actor. Shirley MacLaine, 1983, won the Oscar for Best Actress. It won Best Film and I believe Best Adapted Screenplay and Best. It swept the Oscars.
Okay.
I made the mistake last night of saying, hey, Siri. Huh. I just was curious. How old were they?
Oh, no.
Dan, the worst thing you can do when you are watching a movie from your childhood is ask Siri how old the old people were when they filmed that iconic movie.
It's like looking at the ages of the Golden Girls or the movie Cocoon.
Yes. So Jack Nicholson looked old in that film. Aurora, the character played famously by Shirley MacLaine, was a grandmother. I thought she was in her 60s or her 70s. This is when age smacked Dana in the face. It was last night around 9:37 p.m. and I made the mistake of picking up my phone and asking Siri that question.
And how old?
Jack Nicholson was 46 years old.
Oh my God.
when he filmed Terms of Endearment.
Simmer down.
And it gets worse. Shirley MacLaine, as the grandmother and doting mother, Aurora, was 49.
Oh, my gosh.
1 year younger than I am right now. And I stop them and I go, there is no way she was 49 when she shot Terms of Endearment.
Now, they are actors, so they do play roles.
Dan.
Older or younger.
She
sometimes.
Was in real life 49 years old.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Of course, you remember the iconic movie Footloose. John Lithgow plays the town pastor.
Love him.
He puts down the law. No dancing in our community. Would you care to guess how old John Lithgow was in the movie Footloose?
Well, 38. He looked old, but I'm guessing. Yeah.
38.
He looked old, but I'm guessing now it's 40 or something stupid.
He was 39 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
He was 39 years old. And he still looks the same.
He still looks amazing.
Perspective is a B.
We're going to ask you, like, was there a moment for you? And maybe it's film or maybe it's, you know, aging neighbors or someone in your life where you're like, wait, how old are they? There's something funny about Hollywood where that snapshot in time and you look back. And Golden Girls is a great example where all of the old Golden Girls were so old, right? They are way younger than they were portrayed in that show. And much, much younger than most of us are now. Even
by
Ma.
By the way, if you type in how old were, it immediately defaults to how old were the Golden Girls.
When did you have the age thing smack you in the face? Because I'm telling you right now, it was 9:27 p.m. last night. Terms of Endearment, Shirley MacLaine, you killed me. You stabbed me in my heart.
So you actually hit a nerve with me. There's a date I have marked on the calendar. June 2nd. If I can get to June 2nd,
yeah.
I lived longer than my father.
This year?
Yes.
Okay. And Scott, let me ask, did he seems so much older and so
yes,
much wiser.
Yes, he clearly was.
No, I'm being serious. I'm not kidding.
I know you are.
And how weird it is to look at that and think.
Well, I had this conversation with my mom, and I know we got to get to break, but there's a picture that I keep in the master primary closet of my brother at his graduation and my dad and me. And my dad would have been 47 in this picture. I'm 53 now.
Yeah.
My dad was 47, and he looks old. He looks old. And I'm wondering, do I look old to my kids?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Listen here, handlebar mustache man.
If we were in a movie today, the younger people later would go, man, she was old. No one asked me about that. No one checked with me on that.
Circle of life.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So on The Golden Girls, Estelle Getty, who played Sophia.
Yeah. Ma.
Right. She was supposed to be in her 80s. Estelle Getty was 62. Bea Arthur, who played her daughter, was 63.
Yeah. I always knew that. They made Ma look a lot older than she was. Oh, my God, this song.
This is a song they play in a loop for an hour and a half during...
Yes. One of the greatest movies of all time. Mm-hmm. We had to stop the movie. We're going to watch it in two chunks. Because for most women my age, this movie, like, it's very much harkens back to our childhood. I hear that music and I immediately start to weep. Oh, it's so good. Do you know what?
What, Dana?
We haven't even gotten to the part where she's hospitalized, and I'm not going to ruin it, but she gets hospitalized. Like, ugly sobbing for most women during that hospital scene.
Oh, you can ruin it. Everybody who wants to see it has already seen
it. It's only been out for 43 years.
And I think as crazy as her character is, by the way, you know, there's this iconic scene where her daughter needs her pain meds. And Shirley MacLaine's character goes up to that nurse's station and is banging, give my daughter her meds. She's in pain. We've all had that moment, like where your child needs something or is injured or is hurt, where that crazy person comes out of you. I just didn't realize I was the same age as that crazy person.
You're not. You're older.
By 1 year. How dare you?
Roger in Olathe, 586-7798. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing, guys?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to call in and talk about how old I am now compared to my grandpa was when he died. He died at 60. This year I'll be 60 on August 13th.
Is it weird?
So basically, I am my grandpa now. And, yeah, he smoked and did everything. But he still was a great grandpa. And, I mean, I think of him, and I remember so many good things. We went down to the farm in the summer of 76. I remember just thinking, man, he's really old. And now here I am, 60 years old, coming up in August. So just wanted to throw that in there.
For men,
it's a thing.
Yeah.
The age your dad, if your dad has passed.
And it's not a competition per se. I'm not competing with Mayo to see if I can get older than he ever got. Because he died young. He died horribly young. And I pray to God that I live a much longer life than my dad was allowed to live. But I don't know why I've got it marked on the calendar June 2nd. But I do.
And on
June 2nd, I will be one day older than my dad ever lived to be.
It's emotional. What do you mean you don't know why it's there?
It's emotional because you from that moment forward, it's a dividing line. It's the dividing line between the days he enjoyed here and that page turns. And from that moment forward, you get more.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I've watched other men that I'm close with go through this. Is it guilt? Is it regret? Is it
competition?
I don't know that competition is the right word, but I've watched other men go through this.
I'm not trying to beat him. He was better than me, and I can admit that. But on June 2nd, I will have lived on this planet longer than my father. It's weird to think about.
It certainly offers a moment of reflection. Not that you're trying to beat him, but it is a comparative thing. What have I done, and what did he do? And
well,
what can
I'm
I
not going to win there.
No, but what can I do more from here on out to try to live up to the legacy that he would have wanted me to live out?
And I always say, when you lose your parents at a younger age, Scott, you never really got to know the man as an adult. You were still the little boy.
I was 26 years old when he died.
So, you know, as we age, you get to understand as an adult, your parents have faults, and here they are. He died before you could realize what those were. And so he's on this pedestal that I don't think he will ever come down from.
No.
Even though I think as an older adult, you would have grown and known him in a different way.
No, he still would have been my hero. I mean, there's no question about that. He still would have been and always will be my hero. But I think you're onto something. I would have seen, you know, my mom once told me, she goes, you know, your dad wasn't perfect, right? And I go, okay, liar.
Yeah.
I mean, in my book, he was. The only thing my dad couldn't do, and if we're being honest, my dad struggled with saying, I'm sorry. He couldn't do it.
We don't know anybody like that.
I don't.
Sorry? Let's go to Mark and go ahead, Sam. What do you got?
From the text line on people in movies, especially women in movies, and the way that they were portrayed and how they look older now. It was a lot to do with their hair and the way that they carried themselves. A lot of women, as they reach 50 and 60 years old, still carry the same style that their 20s and 30-year-olds are carrying.
Shirley MacLaine carried herself as an older woman in that film. There's no doubt about it.
Her hair is what makes her look old.
Yes.
Well, and back in the 80s, once you hit a certain age, whatever that age may be, you got the bob cut, the old lady hair, we'll call it, with the massive parentheses around it.
With the perm.
Exactly.
They called it a permanent back then.
Shortened to perm in the 90s.
My permanent.
Ever tell you I got a perm once?
No, let's not revisit that.
Okay. Mark in Belton. Mark, hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
So I'm a retired Marine and Air Force pilot, and I came to my epiphany. I spent a lot of time in Pensacola in pilot training, visited the Pensacola Museum of Naval Aviation at NAS Pensacola, and a Super Cobra that I had flown personally is proudly ensconced in the museum now. And not only had I flown that aircraft, it was the last aircraft that I had flown as a Marine.
And now it's in a museum.
Yeah, so it makes me a museum piece by association.
You know what those things are called, right? Relics.
Yeah. Okay. I'll take it.
That makes you a relic, Mark.
It makes us mature. Good life experience.
I'm a classic.
Right on, brother. I love your attitude, man. Love your attitude. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Post-Sex Nachos performing acoustically on this very program. What was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah, or something
year, like that. A year ago, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, I think, at least.
2 years ago? Yeah, we had to have them change that line right there.
That's why you're getting the in-studio version.
It was so funny because that line is, it's such a blanked-up world.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you did too, Sam.
Don't you do that.
But as I was bringing them into the studio, I go, listen, man, you've got to change that line. It's a great song. It's a great line. But you got to change it. And little do you know, when the singer for Post-Sex Nachos was performing.
Sammy.
What's his name? Sammy?
Yeah.
Okay. He had it on his phone, on the notes section of his phone.
Sweet buddy.
The revised line.
Yeah, in massive such a text. It just
messed
says messed
up world.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're so lovely.
When are they coming back?
They're going to be in town April 5th.
Oh, Sam, give everybody a taste of their new song. I think it's called Walk Away.
Yep, Walk Away just came out.
Really
and then,
good.
They've got another song coming
and these
out
kids,
in April.
The reason we like them, they're from Columbia. Well, they're
but
great.
They're Mizzou guys.
But they're from Columbia, Missouri.
First Mizzou guys I've ever liked in my life. They're so good.
So good.
So, you know, Kansas City used to be the place that, like, maybe if you lived in an outlying city, you could come in once or twice a year and see a good concert. And now we have so many great shows, like Broadway musicals, plays, concerts, comedy. it's hard to catch all of it. And it's certainly hard. Like every once in a while, I'll see something. It'll say, oh, did you see so-and-so's in town next week? And I'm like, no, I missed that memo because we are so fortunate to have all of these acts who want to come to Kansas City. I'm on Facebook last night. Guess who is coming circa University of Kansas 1992? I have never seen, I've seen Gin Blossoms.
I've seen Toad twice. It was both times we're at the Bottleneck in Lawrence. And they are so, so good.
I just want them to play everything on Dulcinea twice. I don't really need
Dulcinea
to hear
anything. Dulcinea is not even their best record.
Oh, I love that record. Anyway, yes, Toad is coming this summer in August.
This is the soundtrack of my college career.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
Was it 2 years ago? We went to Big Head Todd and the Monsters at, I think that was Knuckleheads, if not, no, that was Grinders too. Anyway. Oh. And you looked around, Scott. It was the entire graduating class.
Of 1994 and 5 and 6?
Yes.
All right, so when's good. Toad coming?
August 2nd.
Where are they playing?
I don't want to say any more than that. I don't want people to rush and buy tickets.
Where are they playing?
Grinders. I'm so excited.
That's a great venue. Have you ever been to Grinders?
Yes.
Oh, they're outdoor. Yeah.
And they're so good.
If you go to Grinders, you got to get the pizza.
Oh, of course.
Best pizza in town. 5 most popular cities in America for a business trip.
For a, quote,
business trip.
Are we actually doing business?
Legitimate business, yes.
What kind of business are we talking about?
Really?
Vegas.
Number 2.
Chicago.
Number 3.
New York.
Number 1.
Business trip. Dallas? Austin?
Nope. Mm-mm. Nothing in Texas.
Anything in California?
Yes.
L.A.?
Mm-hmm. Number 4.
Yeah, it's all the big ones that you would assume.
Number 5, think East Coast. Think Southeast Coast.
Yeah, I don't know. Jersey? I'm kidding. I don't know.
Think spring
Tampa?
Break?
Oh, yeah, Miami.
There it is.
I can say it, but I put the list together.
I was thinking Northeast. When you are putting together a, quote, business trip for your business, do you think, like, let's pick a place that's just fun enough, but not so much fun that no one's going to go to the conference things that we're supposed to be going to?
Why would you pick L.A.? Getting around is a nightmare.
Yeah.
So I've been told. I've never been and have absolutely no intention of ever going to Los Angeles.
You need to go once.
Getting around certainly is a nightmare, but that happens to be where a lot of the execs and their offices are. Now, Vegas makes no sense. Not a lot of execs in Vegas. Well, their offices aren't there anyway. They might have a residency.
their offices is up at the Bunny Ranch.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
If you know what I mean. From the New York Post, apparently there's a thing called the bathroom divorce. Have you heard of this?
No, but before you even tell me what it is, I think that I understand it, and it's probably a good thing.
Explain what you think it is.
Do you have one bathroom and I have another bathroom?
That is correct.
What I think that is a glorious idea.
Says Debbie Wiener.
Sorry, what? Which one does she use?
Wow! Yes, this story happens to be about the Wiener family.
The Wiener family, that is correct. She is a retired interior designer.
Like, this Wiener is going into the primary bathroom.
Okay, all right, we're good.
That Wiener can go over there.
Yes.
We're
although
good.
They're both the primary bathroom.
Would you not change your name? Let's just have that out for a second. How is it spelled?
Like Wiener.
Oh, sweetheart.
Wiener, a retired... Dang it, Dana, don't do this to me. Not right now. I'm having a great day.
Okay, go ahead. Debbie.
Miss W., a retired interior designer decided last year that it was time to end the tyranny of the toilet, and she opted for a bathroom divorce from her husband. It's not unlike a sleep divorce, in which couples have their own dedicated spaces for sleeping to stay off each other's nerves. But with a bathroom divorce, other functions are at hand. Quoting here from Ms. W., as you get older, your gastrointestinal needs change. My husband's gastrointestinal habits did not age well. One toilet wasn't cutting it. I wish I had proofread this story. I wish I had proofread the story. Ms. Wiener, who is 66, who doesn't poo-poo toilet talk, hated her bathroom ever since she and her husband, Jim Weinberger.
She kept her name, did she?
I would go with Weinberger.
I did not see that coming.
Which is German for mountain of wine. I would go with that over Wiener.
It was a big-ass boom.
They bought their house on Maryland's Eastern Shore. That was in 2011. Their two sons were teenagers. They lived miserably with a bathroom connected to the primary bedroom on the ground floor.
Oh, and on the ground floor, you know, you're also right there, you know, just a few short steps away from the living room and then the kitchen.
When duty calls, you got to go.
He's having gastrointestinal issues. And I'll tell you, the way that my former house was laid out, you know, if I was trying to get ready for work and somebody else was in there, I like the idea of having the two separate bathrooms. Now you've got to figure out who gets the convenient restroom right there off the bed and who are you making go down the hall. But if he needs some eyes or vape to keep the GA going slower, I think he's got to go down the hall.
GA is an eye condition.
Help walk it out.
You told me to play that song, and I was like, that has nothing to do with going to
the eye survey is for an eye condition, not a butt condition.
Well, it sounds like it is. Okay. I'm sorry.
It holds a lot of dung.
T and I use separate bathrooms.
I don't. Why is this a new thing? I think it's a great idea.
I love it.
Now, when you are constructing a house, do you construct two?
Well, so that's what this is it's one mass primary bathroom. And they have all of the shared stuff, the sink, shower, the whole nine in the middle and on either side where there would be kind of closet space.
Dueling toilets. They've like dueling banjos.
Separate toilet rooms.
So T uses the master. I refuse to say primary. I'm just not going to do it. T uses the master bathroom to get ready every morning. But I shower in the basement. She showers on the second floor.
Yeah.
And I like it because I can turn the shower on, get the steam going. It's like being in my own little sauna while I'm getting ready.
I am a jet tubber / scalding hot bath taker.
Okay.
And MP is a showerer. And so I often use the other bathroom because the large tub is in the other bathroom. And it just works out better that way.
Do you doo-doo in separate bathrooms?
No. There's a door to the toilet, which I like. The old master bedroom bathroom, like, there was no door where our toilet was. It was just toilet, tub, sink, shower, all in one big room.
See, because
like a smorgasbord of options in one room. I think most of the newer homes, and certainly the apartment where we live, everything has a door. So that you've got your own space if I'm in the shower, like whatever. And that's really the way to go.
I go to the guest bathroom when I have to go read the constitutional.
Right. So, and I'm trying not to be blue, but I'll just say this and then we'll move on. Maybe take a call if people have had a bathroom divorce from their wife or husband. I like the idea that I have never experienced that she has natural odors.
Because you keep what you're doing over there, and I'll keep what I'm doing over here, so, and we will be happy.
If I have to take care of nature's orders, I will go find the farthest bathroom from wherever we are to go take care of that business.
I feel like if with couples, Scott, and we'll take a call on this when we come back, it's either one or the other. You are on the far end of separate wings, and that is completely separated, or you like to share in all of the things.
I don't like to share in all the things.
Huh?
By the way, the text line is demanding that you write a commercial for the toilet divorce. It's already been written, apparently.
You found that one special someone and you never want to be apart. You dine together. You play together. You sleep together. You even bathe together. So why not share the most intimate moment of them all with the Love Toilet? Exquisitely designed, handcrafted of the finest porcelain, with flush assembly and float bowl imported from France, the nation of love. the love toilet. From my own toilet people.
913-586-7798. You're on Dana and Parks. Six minutes to the close on Wall Street, and the Dow is currently down 382 points. We're talking about the bathroom divorce. I think you can figure out what that means. And they interviewed, the New York Post interviewed a woman by the name of Debbie Wiener, who got a bathroom divorce from her husband. As they got older, she said he had some gastrointestinal needs.
I will say, if you don't think The Love Toilet is one of the greatest sketches of all time, starring Kevin Nealon and Victoria Jackson, we would not be able to be friends.
I do believe it is one of the greatest SNL skits of all time.
At the end of that skit, she goes to flush the toilet. It's two toilets facing opposite directions as one. It's The Love Toilet.
With a raised armrest in the middle.
Yes, so that you can hold hands. And then at the very end of the sketch, did you watch it, Sam, at the end?
Oh, yeah.
She goes to flush it, and he puts his hand.
They flush it together.
Mm. It is so funny.
Tayshia in the Northland near KCI. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So me and my husband have been divorced in bathrooms for the last 3 years now, and I absolutely love it. He doesn't smell it up when I'm in the shower, and I get to have more counter space and leave my stuff out.
So he doesn't come up, like, after he's done showering or taking care of his business, he doesn't come up and shave in the master bathroom?
So he has the master bathroom that's in the bedroom. Yeah. I have the main one that's in the rest of the house.
Got it.
He does all of his stuff in there.
Did you have a conversation? Did you have a conversation about it? Or did it just organically happen?
When we were in our last place, I said, we only had one bathroom, and I said, the moment we move into another one, we're separating bathrooms. I just kind of said, this is what it is.
That's what we're doing.
Yep.
Good for you.
And he was okay with that?
Yeah, he was like, whatever.
See,
he doesn't care, as long as he's got a place to go.
The only thing I do in my bathroom, and I use my bathroom in air quotes, is obviously...
what it is for.
Read the Constitution.
Yes.
And take a shower. I shave and do everything else. Put on my deodorant is up in the master bathroom. My razor's in the master bathroom. Everything else is upstairs. But two S's I do downstairs. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Goodbye, Tayshia. By the way, Southwest Airlines is ending its free checked
bags. Okay, I saw that today, and I thought it was clickbait, so I didn't click on it.
It is not clickbait. It is real.
Because it said, but not for everyone. And I'm like, no, I'm not falling for it.
Starting on May 28th of this year, only Southwest Rapid Rewards A-List preferred members and Business Select fare passengers.
Which you have to pay for.
Correct. Will continue to receive two free checked bags.
Yeah, so you buy the expensive fancy ticket, free bags. If you're here for the cheap tickets, which we are literally known for, sorry, you're having to pay for them.
That is correct.
Well, what happened? Their entire motto was bags fly free.
Mm-hmm.
They have that trademark, by the way. Awkward.
Yeah, remember when Facebook said free and always will be?
Remember when Netflix said share your password?
Yep.
Sharing is caring, I believe, was their motto for a couple of years.
I believe it was, Sam. Yeah.
Well, for the first few years, sharing was caring, Sam.
Not anymore.
Until they realize they can make more money by not caring and not sharing. News with Dan coming your way in 2 minutes. Sam Stevie, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.